This recording, South Africa 27, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It was amazing growing up in Johannesburg. It was interesting, it was exciting, it was difficult as well. I mean, I was there, I was in grade 7 in 94, so that was when our first democratic elections happened, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of the violence started after that, and it was difficult, but the upper middle classes lived very well in Johannesburg, and unfortunately there's just such a huge discrepancy between the classes. But since I've come to Canada, the one thing I've been thinking about mainly, like, that I miss a lot during Johannesburg, and what I remember most in terms of, like, the senses at least, is the thunderstorms. Like, in the summer there's just these most amazing, beautiful thunderstorms every afternoon after it's been boiling hot the whole day, and like lightning and thunder, and then it just cools down and you see the steam coming off the streets, and it's just, you can smell the irons in the air, you know, it's just, that's like the heartfelt thunderstorms, you know. It's just so beautiful in Johannesburg. But it was cool growing up in Johannesburg, and unfortunately there's no public transport, so although that's changing, I think, I'm not sure, but there was no public transport, so you're very, very dependent on your parents to give you lifts around town and everything. Unfortunately, because it wasn't always safe, we couldn't go out like you can in Toronto and everything, but it's changing, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's developing as a city.